you're looking fast in her faded jeans. She's a hard-loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care. It's a sin when I feel like I'm winning, when I'm losing again.
Gordon Lightfoot at Radio Orange. Before that, Donna Summer in MacArthur Park. 17 after 8. Should be variably cloudy tonight. A low temperature around 4 degrees below freezing. Morning cloudiness tomorrow, followed by afternoon sunshine. A high temperature around 4 and 40 Fahrenheit. Fair and not quite as cold tomorrow night. A low only 2 degrees below freezing tomorrow. Chance of rain near zero tonight, tomorrow, and should increase along about Wednesday. Right now it's minus 1 Celsius, 30 degrees Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 75%.
Here's a great Christmas gift idea for your children from the Orange Madison Co-op. A replica of a Southern States Petroleum tanker truck. Yours for $2.99 plus tax. What boy or girl wouldn't love to have this 10.5-inch long toy truck with its bright red cab and gleaming silver tank emblazoned with the Southern States Double S trademark? And this truck and trailer are virtually kid-proof, made from sturdy metal, not cheap plastic, by Buddy L., the famous toy makers. Here's a toy that can last through years of tough playing, and it's Southern States' Christmas gift to you for just $2.99. But you'd better hurry. A sturdy toy truck like this at this special price won't last long, and supplies are limited. Stop by the co-op store near you, see what a great toy this is, and take one home to put under your Christmas tree. The Southern States Toy Petroleum Tanker Truck. Just $2.99 while they last at the Orange Madison or Gordonsville store of the Orange Madison Co-op.
Sally met him in the war back in 1944. He took her home to the States. His buddies thought that she was great. Subway Sally's 51. Her man is gone, her dreams are done. She rides by night the Brooklyn train, sleeps by day to hide the pain. Lonely women of the world. Behind the mask of being kind, he sleeps inside the iron bars. Nancy's smile can't hide the scars. Her daughter's grown, there's no one home. She cries all night, she's all alone.
Lonely women of the world.
Mr. Lee. today at school, maybe noon. I hope for her it turns out right. I know she's got a day tonight. Had my ups, had my downs. Truth was lost, but truth was found. This I've learned, the world still turns. We all get. out to play, and in the game I lost you. What a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Mistakes I know I made a few, but I'm only human. You've made mistakes too. I still love you until that day is filled. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby.
Linda Ronstadt from her new album, and it's now 28 after 8 o'clock at Radio Orange. Just a minute ago, we heard England Dan and John Ford Cooley with Westward Wind. Letterman coming up, and then we'll have news for you at 8:30.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
We are 1340 and 96 plus, Radio Orange, now 831. It's minus 1 degree Celsius, 30 Fahrenheit. Competency test results for 10th graders in Orange and Madison counties are back, and the results look real good. Orange County School Superintendent Renfro Manning told the school board this morning that about 87% of students passed the reading test. Same percentage passed the math test.
Could hope for better scores, but I think that we'll find that we're in the top, somewhere up in the top half of school divisions in the state, easy enough with these scores.
Manning also says those 10th graders who passed won't have to take the test again to graduate, but those who failed have 3 years to pass the test in order to get their diploma. In Madison County, it looks like about 80% of the 10th graders passed. Patricia McCarver has more.
Madison School Superintendent Alan Heiner reported that students taking the competency exam last month probably did better than anticipated. Of the 184 Madison High School students taking the test, 81% passed the reading part and 82% earned passing marks on the math section. Heiner warned that making comparisons of scores among different school systems was a misuse of the test results.
Even though I know they're going to be reported statewide on a comparison basis, which I think is kind of unfortunate. That's not the intention of it. The thing that we hope to derive from is information to enable us to take a look at curriculum needs and also to enable us to take a look at remediation efforts for those students who aren't measuring up.
Those comments from Alan Heiner, Madison School Superintendent. For Radio Orange News, I'm Patricia McCarver.
The competency tests were designed by the state to make sure each student has mastered the basics of reading and math before the student graduates. In other school board news, Orange Superintendent Renfro Manning says juvenile delinquency is a tough nut to crack. He wants to start a federally financed program in the high school similar to the existing program at the middle school. But he says he needs help from the parents.
If they haven't built those controls in from the time those children are about 5 years old, or three, they can't do it. There's nothing in society that will help them do it. The laws have been changed so that the parents just can't get a handle on it, and the kids just run loose. And we've got 16-year-olds out of school in violation of the compulsory attendance law, and there's not one thing we can do about it.
Manning hopes that the program he has in mind will be able to tackle the problem. The Orange County Board of Supervisors has a full agenda for tomorrow's regular monthly meeting. The board convenes at 9 o'clock in the Orange Town Council chambers. Besides the routine items, the supervisors will talk with V.R. Shackelford to resolve the dispute with the King's Daughters concerning space at the Welfare Building. Two public hearings are scheduled for tomorrow, one at 11 o'clock that will deal on the rezoning applications that have passed the Planning Commission. Then at 3 o'clock, the public can be heard from concerning HUD applications for community block development grants. Variably cloudy tonight, a low around 5 degrees below freezing. Morning cloudiness will be followed by sunshine in the afternoon. Expect a high around 4 degrees, 40 Fahrenheit. Fair, not quite as cold tomorrow night with a low somewhere around 2 degrees below freezing. Becoming cloudy by Wednesday, a high temperature then 10 Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit. A chance of rain near zero tonight and tomorrow. That will increase toward tomorrow night. Light variable winds will be in the area until tomorrow night as well. Right now it's minus 1 Celsius, 30 Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 75%. That's news from Radio Orange. I'm Russ Roberts.
She's got your eyes, she's got my nose. Whoa, and I get high just watching her grow. We always dream we live in a castle, oh, but we're in the same old shack. Sometimes we get in, but we always take each other back. Whoa, whoa, you know this old world seems to be in a hurry, but darling, we'll
time, 'cause we live in such a sweet life. Oh, what a neat life, sharing my love with you. Just holding you tight. We always dream we'd make a lot of money. Oh, but I don't mind being poor. 'Cause when you make love to me, honey, I couldn't ask for any more. Oh, oh, you know, all our friends seem to be in a hurry. But darling, we'll just keep on taking our time. We live in such a sweet life. Oh, what a neat life, sharing my love with you.
Well, I kissed the
Those are Four Tops at Radio Orange. And before that, we heard Sweet Life from Paul Davis. Here it is, 18 minutes before 9. The Orange County Unit of the American Cancer Society has VIP cookbooks available as Christmas gifts. These books feature recipes from famous national and state people, as well as media representatives in a number of restaurants in the state of Virginia, I suppose, and also Washington, D.C. The VIP cookbooks are available at Grimes, Gregg's, and Ricketts, Green Stationers, and the Orange County Public Library, and the toll is $5 for them. This movie going around is called Watership Down. Here is Art Garfunkel from the soundtrack.
Is it a kind of dream? Floating out on the tide, following the river of death downstream. Oh, is it a dream? There's a fog along the horizon, a strange glow in the sky. But nobody seems to know where you go, and what does it mean? Oh, is it a dream? Bright eyes burning like fire. Suddenly burn so pale, bright eyes.
From Watership Down, there's Art Garfunkel, the original soundtrack. The movie is a cartoon. I thought I was going to go see Gray Lady Down when I was starting to walk into the theater, and I saw this rabbit, and hey, what is this? Don't know what it is. I didn't go in. Anyway, it says, Watership Down has already proved a number one worldwide bestseller for its author, Richard Adams, and it isn't difficult to see why. On the back of the album, goes on to say, a tale of a small band of rabbits. Yeah, on a quest for survival, a journey that brings them face to face with many enemies, many adventures, until at last they reach their own nirvana, Watership Down, and carve out a warren. Well, they carve that warren and, be like the rabbit and Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's now 14 before 9 o'clock. Check sports here. The re-crowned champs of the NFC West, the Los Angeles Rams, are the home team and the favorites for tonight's NFL game. The Rams If they are victorious, it'll give them the home field advantage for the NFC Championship game. If they get by the first round. Pittsburgh Steelers, for the second year in a row, have voted quarterback Terry Bradshaw the team's most valuable player. Bradshaw says that's the highest award a player can get because it's from his teammates. The latest numbers from the NBA Basketball Association show George Gervin of San Antonio still leading and scoring with an average 28.7 points per game. Moses Malone of Virginia, now of Houston, is the top rebounder, averaging just under 16 per game. It's a quiet night for indoor pro sports. No games scheduled in the basketball world, the hockey world. Quiet night. That NFL game should get underway, what, in 10 minutes or so? 9 o'clock. 12 minutes before 9. The weather, variable clouds, kind of boring weather. Not much going on, a little bit chilly, but other than that, that's about it. No precipitation in the forecast, a little bit of clouds, low temperature around 5 below freezing. High temperature tomorrow, somewhere around 4 and 40. Right now it's minus 1 Celsius, that is 30 degrees Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 75%. Here's Mama Cass.
One's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling. You can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in.
I could spend my whole life writing love songs if it helped bring me closer to you. Trying to find the right words, but they all get so blurred while expressing my feelings. I get so confused. And I can analyze, and you can analyze. We can both analyze till we're blue. Let emotions take reign, let them play their own games. Let the freedom of youth captivate you. Let this song last forever, let the song last today. Let our love last a lifetime, let our love fade away. No matter what happens, if we go our own ways, we'll be both walking wiser. Walking away. Now I know you've been hurt, you've been broken. Life just ain't real without pain. And there's no guarantee that all ends happily.
When you fall, you gotta rise up, swinging again. And you can run away, I can run away. We can both run till our lives are through. Some people hide till the hollow inside. Please don't allow that to happen to you. Let this song last forever. Let the song last today. Let our love last a lifetime. Let our love fade away. No matter what happens, if we go our own ways, we'll be both wiser if walking away. I'm so damn tired of hearing songs about pain. So much to learn, life's too short. Let this song last forever. Let the song last today. Let our love last a lifetime. Let our love fade away. No matter what happens, if we go our own ways, we'll be both walking wiser if walking away. Ooh, oh.
Good old Dan Hill at Radio Orange. Let the song last forever. Before that, A New World's Coming. Mama Cass was heard here at Radio Orange. 7 minutes before 9 o'clock. Those songs tend to kind of make you mellow. Almost put you to sleep. Are you ready for some Emmy Lou Harris? I am. Here she is now. It's not a Liven Things Up luxury liner from Radio Orange.
Bye.
Badfinger. Amy Lou Harris were both heard on 1340 and 96+. We are WJMA AM and FM Radio Orange. -1 degree Celsius, that's 30 Fahrenheit at 9 o'clock. Jordanian sources say King Hussein will seek a meeting with Khomeini, the Muslim leader who is directing the revolt in Iran from his exile base in Paris. Hussein flew to Paris today for a 3-day state visit. Jordanian diplomats would not confirm or deny reports of the meeting plans. In Iran, 2 days of orderly anti-Shah demonstrations exploded into violence today in the city of Isfahan. At least 5 died when troops fired on crowds. Banks and buildings were destroyed in the melee. Statues of the Shah were toppled and crushed. Tens of thousands of mourners filed past the flag-draped coffin of Golda Meir today. They were bidding farewell to the former prime minister who died Friday. Prime Minister Begin was one of the mourners. He was just back from Oslo, where he received the Nobel Prize for Peace. Secretary of State Vance and First Mother Lillian Carter were 2 others. On the northern border of Kentucky, the Ohio River is on the rise. A public information officer in Frankfort says he's anticipating problems all week because of the high water, especially in little towns which don't have flood walls. The National Weather Service expects the Ohio to crest in Cincinnati tomorrow and near Louisville later in the week. This is news from Radio Orange.
A message from Marshall Coleman, Virginia's Attorney General.
Have you ever needed legal advice but didn't know where to turn? If so, the Virginia Lawyer Referral Service can help you. By calling them, you'll be referred to a lawyer in your area who handles problems like yours. For no more than $15, this attorney will meet with you to advise what actions to take. If you need legal assistance, call the Virginia Lawyer Referral Service, a nonprofit program of the Virginia State Bar. You'll find the number in the yellow pages.
It's now 2.5 minutes after 9 o'clock. If you know anybody in Upper Volta, you can now call them and dial direct. President Carter did that today. He put in a call to the president of the African country. The occasion was the country's 18th anniversary and the first day of direct dial telephone service between Washington and Ouagadougou. I hope that was close enough. The Air Force has grounded all of its C-130 for safety inspections. More than 700 aircraft will get a thorough going over. A Pentagon spokesman announced the grounding of the Hercules today. One of the cargo planes crashed in Kentucky yesterday, killing all 5 crewmen. Pan American and Eastern are in the running for purchase of National Airlines. Eastern today became the 3rd airline to offer to buy National. The 2 are arch competitors on the profitable northeast to Florida routes. Pan Am is also in the bidding, as I said, as well as Texas International Airlines. 5 men brandishing a shotgun, a pistol, and 3 revolvers made off with at least $5 million from New York's Kennedy International today. It may have been one of the largest armed robberies in the United States history. They tied up 10 workers, grabbed the money at the high-value cargo area, and then ran. This Friday, the overall cost of shipping freight on the nation's railroads will go up 7%. That represents a victory for the federal government in its war on inflation. The railroads were asking for a hike of more than 8%. Variable clouds around here tonight. Expect a low temperature around 5 degrees below freezing. Tomorrow morning, some clouds. They'll move out. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have lots of sunshine with a high temperature around 40. That's 4 Celsius. Becoming cloudy by Wednesday afternoon with a high around 10 and 50 Fahrenheit. Chance of rain or snow, practically non-existent tonight and tomorrow night. Just a 10% chance tomorrow during the day. Right now, it's -1. That's 30 Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 75%. That's news from Radio Orange. I'm Russ Roberts.
Love anymore. It's as high as a mountain and harder to climb. so much more.
Loving such a beautiful thing.
all for the will of a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown.
Leroy Brown, Jim Croce at Radio Orange, Russ Roberts here with you at 11 after 9 o'clock. Now, with the good cheer season at hand, it might be appropriate to take stock of the wine situation, what say, and other matters, too, involving what Americans are consuming. The Agriculture Department notes that Americans now drink almost twice as much wine as orange juice. Seems Anita Bryant is indeed losing ground. But what worries me is these characters sitting up in Washington actually being paid to know stuff like this. Wine consumption in 76, the latest year for which numbers are available, averaged 7 quarts per person per year. But it seems that this wine was being consumed by only about 2/3 of us. 30% of Americans don't drink the stuff. Most of the abstainers are in the South, and while about 2/5 of those who do abstain do it for religious or personal reasons, even more indicated that they don't know anything about wine and therefore don't drink it. They're afraid they might get a nice Chablis confused with Ripple, but California, by the way, is the number one wine-producing state, accounting for about 80% of domestic production. New York, second, Illinois comes in third, and New Jersey is fourth. Then, of course, we talk about foreign wines. You can make wine at home, up to 200 gallons a year for family use under federal law. Always wondered what kind of a family would drink 200 gallons a year. The Agriculture Extension Service in Texas recently reminded those contemplating bathtub wine production that they must notify the Treasury Department's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms on Form 1541. And when the government sticks their finger into it, it tends to make the stuff taste bad, in my opinion. Anyhow, there are other things we might talk about now or later. We'll talk about it now. Americans are drinking more cognac than they used to, twice as much. About 7 million bottles of cognac a year now in America. That's 13 after 9 o'clock. Russ Roberts here with you, along with Gordon.
Thank you. sea when the summer wind comes and the sea don't mind.